We're in the middle of Siman Tovkuf Lamed Aleph and Sif Dalid. The Mechaber gives more examples of times that a person is allowed to shave. On Chol HaMoed, if there is a tremendous onus that everyone knows that it was the case. So Mechaber says, Habam Medina Sayam Chol HaMoed, someone who comes from overseas on Chol HaMoed. And it's Dafka, the Mishnah Berurah says, that they came from Medina Sayam, so everyone knows that they came from Medina Sayam. But if no one knows that this is where they came from, and that they were unable to shave, so then you don't have the Mefursam Milsa, which the Mishnah Berurah required, that everyone knows that there's onus exists. Mishnah Berurah quotes Machzor Shekel, who says the same thing is really true, that anytime it's far away, even if it's not from Medina Sayam, but others disagree with this. The Magen Avraham adds that even if he came from a place where he came to a place where people live for 2 or 3 days before Yontif, and then on Erev Yontif he traveled further, and therefore he was not in a place where he could shave. For example, he was sitting on a boat, and then he comes home on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, who says he'd be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, since on Erev Yontif he was honest. So even though earlier he was not honest, since on Erev Yontif he was honest, that's enough to allow him to be able to shave. Another example, the Mechaber says, Oshabab Erev HaRegel V'lo Hayishus B'yom L'Galech. He came home on Erev Yontif and he didn't have any time to shave, even if he didn't come back on Chol HaMoed. V'ushal Yatz Meretz Yisrael L'chutz L'aretz Atayel. As long as he didn't just go for fun from Eretz Yisrael, because Meretz Yisrael to Chutz L'aretz, you're not allowed to go unless it's for business purposes or to see your friend, which is considered a Devar Mitzvah. But if it's just for Rishus, for no reason, so then you'd not be allowed to do so, and therefore if you did, you would not be allowed to shave in that situation. When it comes to traveling, so nowadays Rav Yashiv says that we didn't really have this onus because of traveling, because it's so easy to travel. It's not like we travel on boats for long periods of time, so you'll always have an opportunity to shave on Erev Yontif, so therefore you would not have the heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. Even in a situation where we allow you to shave or get a haircut, you would not be allowed to do so publicly, you should do so privately still. A child is allowed to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even if they were born before Yontif, so they had the opportunity to shave or get a haircut before Yontif, you're allowed to shave or get a haircut on Yontif, afilu for Hes Yashari, even publicly. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because, as he quotes the Prima Gadam, who says that this is true even if it is a child of a couple years old, 3-4 years old, as long as they haven't gotten to 13 years old, you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. And he quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that this is the case, but the Magen Avraham is not sure. Maybe when the child looks like a gadol, maybe it would not be okay. But the reason, again, being that there's no chiyuv on the katan, this gezeira was not made on the katanim, and therefore they are allowed to shave or get a haircut during this period of time. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only going to be a case if it's really, and he's uncomfortable because of the hair. But if he's not uncomfortable, then even a child should not shave or get a haircut. Siv Zayin, Avel Shechal Shvi Shalo B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, someone who's sitting Shiva and the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif, Mutter Galech M'Chol HaMoed, he would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed because he was not able to do so on Erev Yontif because he was still in Shiva.